I can't do it. I can't do it.
Do you want me to do it?
I'll do it.
All right.
This is Two Guys Without a Clue. I'm Dragoo, and I'm here with Gadget on the Cat. And today's show is going to be covering Aladdin, the 31st movie in the Disney animated feature film library.
Hello.
Hey.
You gotta keep one jump ahead of the bread line, one swing ahead of the sword. I steal only what I can afford. That's everything. One jump ahead of the lawmen, that's all, and that's no joke. These guys don't appreciate I'm broke.
So I'm here with my co-host, Catatonic Cat. How's it going, man?
Good.
Excellent. Well, that's the show. Hope you enjoyed it. It's still time for episode 32. Lion King.
Oh, Lion King. Hi, this is Catatonic Cat. We're watching The Lion King. How are you doing, Dragoo?
Fantastic.
Good. Now up to episode 33. We can be done in no
really,
time, man.
Really streamlined this process since we've switched to a live recording format. I'm so happy.
Well, I mean,
this
it's
definitely
it's
the
easy.
Right decision.
So much easier.
Anyway, today we are watching Aladdin. The Aladdin.
The
As
Aladdin,
I said
no,
previously,
Aladdin.
That part is no joke. And we have a special guest with us today, K.O. Galagos. Welcome to the podcast. Can I call you... Can I read it a
can
little
I call
bit?
You Galagos?
Can I call you Galagos? K.O.?
K.O.
K.O. Okay.
I feel like I'm Genie when I was trying to figure out what to call Aladdin. Can I call you Al? Can I call you Din? Right, that's how we're doing it here.
So how's it going, K.O.?
I'm doing good. I'm doing really good.
Awesome. Well, we're glad to have you to discuss this landmark film in the mid-90s.
The mid-90s is... No, this is early 90s.
Is it early 90s?
92,
Where
man.
Where are we in, anyway? 92. This is the 24th century? 20th century?
Third century.
The 19... Oh, okay.
Third century.
Does it take place in the third century?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, close enough.
Yeah.
So, this is 1993's...
Two.
1992's Aladdin.
Two is just not plural. What yeah. is this, a decade of 1992's?
Yeah. Well, you know, early to mid 20th century. 1900s, right? 20th century is 19?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So the mid 20th century would be like 1950, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So like I said, mid 20th century. Aladdin.
Done.
Yep.
Podcast over, guys.
All right.
Thanks, yeah. KO. Wonderful insight into dates.
Yeah.
Not the fruits, the actual time.
Yes, yes.
So I don't know. Was there anything else we want to cover up at the top before digging into the movie? We tried doing news a couple shows ago.
So news, any news?
Things are so sporadic that it's like hard to stay on top of. I don't know. Has anything major happened in the last few weeks?
Actually, we went to that Frozen thing. That was pretty cool.
Oh, right. We did.
So we should probably talk about that.
The Walt Disney Family Museum a couple weeks ago, the Walt Disney animation team came down and did a talk on the process of creating Frozen. Which was awesome.
Yeah, we went through all the character design from the early stages all the way to the end, and we saw basically the Let It Go song from a part of it, like what,
the process reel,
10 seconds
yeah.
from initial concept to redesign of the concept to final product.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of sick of that scene after like the 10th time.
Oh, dude, can you imagine working on that?
Well, that guy worked out in a night by himself.
Yeah,
he was the lead. He was the head of Elsa. That was the guy that did that scene. And he's like, man. I mean, and so what was impressive for me that I learned was they pretty much sped up when this movie was supposed to be released by a year.
Yeah.
That seems surprising to me.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. I mean, to hear them. So it was supposed to be released, I guess, at the end of this year or like the middle of this year.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a 2014 release instead of a 2013 release.
But yeah, the whole thing got pushed up a year, which is like, that's...
It's crazy in animation speak, right?
No, that's crazy in any speak. To have your deadline pushed up by that much, you must be like sweating bullets.
Yeah, KO, you have a deadline. It's actually due. We gave you a 5-year project, but it's due in 4 years.
Yeah.
Oh, also, you only have one person to work on it.
I don't know if I can do that.
Congratulations. You're fired.
But yeah, I mean, they pulled through and... they seemed relatively, at least
calm?
After the fact, yeah, they seemed relatively put
I think
together.
They were pretty much just elated that their movie even got out.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, it was out for so long. Mm-hmm. It's still out. It's still being shown as of this podcast recording.
Raking in cash.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good on them, man.
Yeah.
good on them. And they also had the had an animation for that Marvel movie, right?
Well, it's a Disney movie.
Yeah
Marvel Disney. Big Hero 6.
Hero 6. Yeah. Who didn't have a whole lot
he didn't actually
could say, but
he didn't say much. I was going to ask him like how was the difference between taking something like Frozen where you can start with fresh character design, but something like Big Hero 6, which Disney hasn't really done in a long time since probably a well-established like Winnie the Pooh, taking something from print that everyone can see and is colorful and taking that to a movie. Because that character design is totally different.
Right.
Because it's already well-known character design.
Sure, yeah. Adapting a well-recognized franchise. Well, maybe they have the benefit of not having that released here, so they can be a little bit...
So Japan is just going to be pissed.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
I bought some of those comics.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, they should be coming soon.
Oh, cool. How did you get a hold of them?
They're like on eBay and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. I just bought one or two. I don't know how many I'm actually getting. We'll see.
Are these going for a premium now, or is it relatively easy to come by?
I think they're relatively easy. I think if you're trying to get first editions, yeah. But I think if you're just trying to get some to look at, it's going to be cool. So
nice.
Look forward to it. Marvel is trying to branch out a little bit, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Right on. So aside from Frozen, I don't know.
Other cool Disney news is, kind of Disney, is Netflix and Disney are partnering up to release season 6 of Clone Wars.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. It's going to be exclusive to Netflix. And all of Clone Wars' seasons 1 through 5 are going to go to Netflix.
Really?
So that's an interesting big news.
That's great. This week.
Yeah, that is a shocker.
That means really Disney is keeping to Marvel touch and keeping those franchises up. So I'm really happy.
Yeah. Clone Wars is the Star Wars.
Yeah, thing, yeah. Right? But I mean, I'm in essence, like Big Hero 6 is from Marvel. And everyone thought that once they brought in Star Wars, they were going to kill Clone Wars and not really keep the animation up. Right. But now.
I thought they did.
They did. But everyone thought they did. But now they're up and running. Right.
So, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I know that series is very well liked. So. Yeah.
Well, the second version of the Clone Wars series. There's like two Clone Wars series. Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
The animated, fully animated versus the CGI animated one.
I guess it makes sense, though. I mean, they just put all that money into the franchise. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, and such is something that's so good.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's anything else that's big.
Other news, they released Gargoyles on YouTube and some other old cartoons on their Disney.
Yeah, Gargoyles, we were the other night.
Yeah, we discovered that, Friday?
Friday night.
Actually.
Yeah.
They also have Kim Possible and some other random shows.
Gargoyles is great. It's a great show. Go check it out. I think that is interesting too, because that's right off the heels of certain movies like Aladdin, because you're seeing a good blend of CG versus actually hand-drawn animation.
So
it's definitely worthwhile to see.
I also like the mythology that they incorporated, and you're playing with like Macbeth.
Right. Well, only up to season 3, episode 1, is it considered canon by the original creator.
Really?
Yes. Everything past that is useless.
Did he get kicked off the show at that point, or what? Okay.
Yeah. So there's an entire comic book series. So hopefully they might bring that back, because it was run by Marvel, I think, the comic book. So maybe they'll bring it back.
Interesting idea.
That should be the movie. Yeah. Forget this Big Hero 6, Gargoyles, the movie.
Okay.
All the actors are alive.
Uh-huh.
Star Wars type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You can bring all these great Star Trek actors in. And then bring new characters from Star Wars. Be great.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
Might work.
It might work. Might not. Who knows? Try it.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah. New shows on YouTube. Or new old shows.
New old shows, yeah.
Anything else? That about covers it?
I think that covers it in Disney news. Yeah.
All right. Big. Cool.
Cool. Let's talk about this Aladdin movie.
Let's do it.
1992, man. Mm-hmm. Whew. Did you see this in theaters, KO?
I did not. I saw it on video the first time as a kid.
VHS?
The VHS.
Oh, my God.
Really?
I saw this in theaters.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. It was crazy.
In 1992, you said?
Yeah, 92. It came out in Thanksgiving 1992. I remember seeing this in theaters.
Yeah.
Well, it did very well. It earned $217 million in the United States and over $504 million worldwide.
He's stealing, Director, he's stealing my job. I'm done. Right. Gone.
You won the Find a Replacement for a Catatonic Cat contest. Congratulations.
Where, Gordy, are you running this contest? And why was I not? Couldn't I have auditioned for myself?
I think you've alluded to it in another episode. But yeah, I mean, we've got a first series applicant right here. So
got
this, this podcast just got a lot more interesting. It'll be an audition process to refill that second seat.
It's a rotating seat member.
But I'm sorry, you said, yeah, it was a very successful launch by their standards.
Yeah, I mean, right. This was released 1992 on the heels of Beauty and the Beast, right?
So yeah. I was still in California for that. You remember seeing this in the multiplex in Novato. Yeah.
In Novato?
Yeah.
Why were you in Novato?
That's where I lived.
Huh. Now you know where he lives.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to, my house was bulldozed. It doesn't exist anymore. But
yeah, bulldozed.
Yeah, I mean, we went and visited a couple years ago, actually. And you could see that.
It's totally gone?
Yeah, yeah.
Why? Did they put a park there?
Privatized.
Something? They privatized?
Yeah, now they have like multi-million dollar
condos?
Homes up there, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're saying you lived in a multi-million dollar
home? Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Right. He's fallen so far.
It was a rough life. Yeah. But
how do you, yeah, so it was just like Aladdin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Aladdin.
You were Aladdin?
I was Aladdin.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. It was a rough life.
Yeah.
I lived in a multi-million dollar home.
So you're Jasmine.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Well. No
comment. Did you have a pet tiger?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
They allowed those back then?
In Novato, yeah, they're very loose on that kind of stuff. Yeah. Very, very lax exotic animal policies. Don't even need a license as long as you, you know.
Feed it.
Don't make a. They won't confess. Then
got it.
No one really notices.
Perfect.
They're like that up in Marin County. You know, they just have a live and let live attitude. Just
not from what I've heard, but
just you know, freewheeling,
free dealing,
peace and love. Yeah,
hippies.
Yeah,
got it.
Yeah.
So they love tigers.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Yeah, go up to Marin County.
Don't.
They're,
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
You do whatever you want.
They're lovely people.
Oh my God. So
visit Marin County.
The moral of this podcast is visit Marin County. Don't watch Aladdin because you don't need to.
Yeah, but no, I do remember seeing this in theaters in 92 and being this is what I want.
I was like six. You must have been seven,
something like that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Same.
Six, seven. Mm. Yep. Ooh, this is a great movie. Yeah. I gotta say, I love the opening. The opening is great. It reminds me of these old movies where they come up and say, hey, you're on for this treat of a story. Have you heard about this story, right? And then they like kind of open you into, like, they welcome you into the story.
I guess so, yeah. Right? It's a twist on that kind of,
yeah,
the kind of trope.
Yeah.
Except they, with a little bit more levity than.
Well, they use Robin Williams, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty much the genie opens it.
Oh.
I was hoping that they would do a callback at the end. And they just put him back in.
Oh, the peddler, street peddler.
Yeah, he should have come back with the lamp.
Oh, no, that would have
like
been
like sign with Genie's name on it.
No,
bye, Genie.
No, that I think that would fit into the kind of the quality of the humor, the very kind of canny, kind of cheesy, self-aware attitude the film has about itself, but. Yeah, I mean, but as opposed to the actual ending where they lift up the frame of the film itself, I guess it was doing that world. But
well, I felt that was more like the Warner Brothers.
Yeah,
it was like
this whole film just has a much different vibe in terms of the humor. I imagine that's like totally as a result of by having Robin Williams on board. That's exactly what they want, and that's exactly what they're looking for. Something more
out there.
Yeah. A little bit more cartoony.
It was cartoony.
Than like
this is
anything
so much more cartoony than anything.
A lot of in references, a lot of fun at the expense of Disney itself. But yeah, it's
adult jokes.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Not even adult references.
Mm.
I don't think they can make this movie today.
Oh, well, I don't know. I think they could. I think they try. I think so like I was at that at the Talking Tunes podcast with Rob Paulson. One of the questions they're asking
you should hear Jack on that one.
Yeah, there you go. Our guest from last week actually made it onto that podcast first. This traitor. But one of the things that that was asked of the actors is you know, what's changed in the last, you know, 10-20 years in the realm of voice acting? And I think Maurice LaMarche's response was randomness and irreverence has become far more prevalent today, to the point where they go into a recording booth and they're just shouting things and they have no idea what the context is. And I think, I mean, that's one of the keys for this film. I think it's a lot more, you know, just pulling stuff out of nowhere. They're making a lot of referential. There's a lot of referential humor,
right? I mean, you just put Robin Williams and record some things, hope that something works.
Yeah. So I think that something like this could still happen. I don't know if maybe you're referring to the fact that it's the PC-ness of it, but
no, I don't think I think what you're saying is totally possible, but I think it's not at a level of this type of movie. Like, I think it's more of a cartoon show. Like, I think you can get the same thing, but it would be a cartoon show. I don't see this much back and forth and just random throwing things out in movies much, right?
Yeah.
It's more, there's actually a plot and you stick to the plot. I really feel like this was loosely plotted. And then as I put in Robin Williams here from minute 25 to minute 70. Enter.
Right. Yeah. No, I definitely, he definitely drove a huge part of this film. I imagine he shaped a lot of it because, it's just, it's exactly what you would expect.
But you also have comic genius Gilbert Gottfried as the parrot, right?
Yeah.
So also another one of the big comedic geniuses, I would say, who could riff.
Gilbert Gottfried is fantastic in this movie. And, you know, this is definitely my introduction to him.
Oh, yeah. Well, you were too young.
Your buds need to. Seem to be a little bit too small for you.
I think they're too big. They don't go into my ear.
Oh, is that the problem? Don't you have like little silicone adjustable things?
Yeah, they, I don't know.
Well, anyway.
I'm all sorts of a hot mess.
But yeah, I he was fantastic, dude. He was really good in this role.
Yeah.
Like even he has a very grating voice.
It's Gilbert Gottfried. Yeah. He's a parrot.
But even so, like the delivery of his lines is like almost like a sing-songy manner, which I thought was just fantastic. Like, yeah, the way that they captured that character, that sidekick was of Iago was really, really sharp, really cool.
When I heard him in different roles in his live action, I'd always refer to him as Iago because it just—I couldn't get out the image out of my mind.
I wonder why they chose the name Iago, because it does harken back to Shakespeare and Othello, the Moorish king.
Yeah, do you think that's a nod to that in particular, or
it could be?
Yeah,
I really think. Well, so. If you're going to look at Othello, he's supposed to be this Moor. Moor is like almost equivalent to what you would say would be like this type of African, Saudi Arabian type of Islamic king, right?
Oh.
So, yeah, it's an interesting thing because Iago's totally against that the entire time. So, and he has this grating voice, I think, in my head always. It is Iago.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they chose that purposely or if that's in the book. Referring to it.
Do you think Iago is a character in 1001 Arabian Nights? Is that the name of it? 1001
Nights?
And one Nights
of Arabia.
Of Arabia. Lawrence.
Of Arabia? Yeah. That's a different movie. Great movie, though.
1001 Lawrences of Arabia.
I don't know if I want 1001 Lawrences. I do?
You don't?
No, yeah, I don't. Do. I don't. No, 1001 Nights. No, I'm starting to read that. There's a lot of cool things.
Yeah.
I do like, I will say this, like, I'm not sure it's the best tale from, like, 1001 Nights. There's pretty cool stuff, but I think because it's not well known.
What's your favorite tale?
I don't know. I've read like one.
Oh. All right. Well, by default, then, what's your favorite?
The opening. Why she does the 1001 Nights.
Okay.
Right. So she doesn't die. That's the tale.
Right. Yeah. Have you seen any other adaptations of this story?
Of Aladdin?
Yeah.
There's that famous one, but... No, I have not.
You made the Disney one?
Yep, the Disney one.
I saw one. I actually used to really like it, which I think had a lot... what's his name? John Leguizamo?
Leguizamo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was like a TV special.
What?
Yeah, it was like a miniseries or something like that. And I thought it was pretty good. And I remember watching that a couple of times.
There's this Aladdin one that's from the BBC. It lasted like a season.
Oh, yeah?
And it didn't go anywhere.
How was that?
Eh.
No.
Oh, no. Was it Aladdin? Maybe it wasn't Aladdin. I don't know what it was.
All right. Well, thanks for that valuable input.
Don't listen to Catatonic Cat. He has no idea what's going on anymore.
Yeah, but yeah, and the other show, John Leguizamo is the genie, and
the genie.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
It's actually pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
He's not very. He has a similar manner and kind of, I don't know, sarcasm, cynicism as Robin Williams. It's definitely not as kind of bouncy and out there as Williams is, but I appreciated it, and they start from the beginning. They start with that story where, you know, the girl is going to die, right?
Yeah, well, she's
going to be killed, and so she comes up to the king and tells him the story, and they have that back and forth, and that's why it goes on for a couple
1001 nights.
Yeah, the 1000. Yeah,
that's a couple nights. 3 years.
Yeah, but yeah, I like that adaptation.
Think I've seen that adaptation.
Yeah,
but not that story. I mean, it was like a miniseries, right? And one of the stories was Aladdin, right?
Well,
but I think it went over.
No. I don't know. I could be.
No, because there's one where there's 1001 nights, and they did like 20 stories or something.
Oh, that sounds right.
Yeah,
that sounds plausible.
That's plausible.
Yeah,
myth busted.
Yes. Do you know those guys are based in Bergen County?
Do you know we saw those guys? Well, at least one of those guys multiple times.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
He's everywhere.
Adam Savage is following me. How about you, K.O. Gaga? Is there any adaptations of this that you appreciate and enjoy?
Not from Aladdin per se, but it's more of the 1001 Nights. I'm currently watching the anime Magi, and it has elements from Aladdin, but totally redone. So, but then again, I haven't read the books, so I don't know how closely the adaptations are.
Well, I think what's interesting about 1001 Nights is it wasn't written down for many, many, many years, right? It's a lot of stories put together with the word of mouth, right? It's it's an oral tradition. And I think a lot of these stories were oral traditions. So there's not to say there's a particular one, right? If you go back to the Brothers Grimm, it's an oral tradition. So I like what they've done. I think it would be very interesting to see another culture's oral tradition represented in Disney.
Yeah. Well, how was it? So what storyline did the anime follow?
It's more of Alibaba and how he's going to...
Do you mean Alibubu?
Alibubu. No, he's actually Alibaba. Okay. But the Aladdin characters do have big problems pronouncing names for most of the movie.
Is that intentional or is that just a byproduct of it?
I don't know. Jafar, I don't know. Ali Boo-Boo the whole time. Till the song came up and then he got it. Finally got the name Alibaba. Yeah. And he's going around and he was a prince at one point, but then he didn't like where his country was going. Uh-huh. So he pretty much fled the country and then started living off of scraps and became not a street rat, but just a more of a peasant.
Okay.
And so he meets Aladdin, which is a boy who has magical powers and has the genie. Oh, okay. And so Ali Baba and Aladdin start to go through dungeons together and figure out what's all about this world and their magical tools. So it's pretty cool. I've really enjoyed it. They're on the second season. So to get caught up with Magi, it'd be like 40 episodes.
Oh, so it's an ongoing series.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So this is 1001 Nights, directed by Osamu Tezuka.
The anime? No?
Yeah. It's not? Because there is another one, apparently.
Oh, there's multiple?
Yeah. And then the one you were talking about, Arabian Nights, is the same one I've saw.
Oh, okay.
It was done in 2000 by BBC and ABC.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, it was a made-for-TV Disney movie.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I think. It was like Disney's The Wonderful World of Disney Presents.
No,
yeah.
That can't be right.
Yeah, why not?
I don't believe that.
It's Catatonic Cat. When am I wrong? Always.
Always.
No, I think there's... I mean, this is a pop culture, I think, for centuries and centuries. Everyone's kind of taken inspiration from these tales.
Yeah.
It's no surprise that Disney decided to take something and make it their own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So, I guess let's talk about what actually happened in the Disney film, right?
In the Disney film, we have that opening with the kind of speaks to the audience, tells them, hey, this is a great story. Let me tell you about this, this boy Aladdin. And we kind of open into Jafar just like in the sand dunes.
they open immediately by breaking the fourth wall, right?
Yeah.
And that's the first time. I think that's the first time ever to this point in Disney films that they've addressed the audience directly.
No. In the ones with... in the 1940s, when we have the shorts, right? Where
oh, right.
The package films, right. They totally address...
Yeah, those aren't movies.
But maybe they're...
Those aren't movies, we watch them.
But maybe they're trying to hark back to the oral tradition, and so you're trying to be in that whole... we're sitting around a campfire and telling this rendition of a story.
Right, and I liked it because it was a different... it kind of took what they usually do, which is with a lot of these princess movies was... have the book and they flip through the book.
Right. Right?
A lot of those did. So I think it's a new spin on that old tale.
Yeah. So he picks you up and then he starts, I guess he's the narrator for the film, right? I guess that's the kind of conceit, right?
Yeah.
He's telling you the story and then we move on to the deserts of Agrabah and the something of secrets, the cavern of secrets. Cave of Wonders.
The Cave of Wonders.
The Cave of
Wonders.
That
had nothing to do with secrets.
Yes.
But
Cave of Wonders has many secrets.
It has one secret. It has a lamp.
Yeah. Well, they're yeah. Yeah.
And you can't get into the...
Yeah. The secret lamp.
You have to be the diamond in the rough.
Yeah. And so it opens with the Cave of Wonders.
Yeah. The lion thing.
Yeah. Going up and eating...
A poor guy.
Who is being enlisted or...
Manipulated.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's being manipulated. He's like, hey, you get me the lamp, I'll give you treasures. No one said that you wouldn't be alive to get the treasures. Right? This totally, I'd see Jafar's point.
So not only did he get him the lamp, he got him the other piece of the scarab.
Yeah. He's so. Like, I'll get you. I think the deal was struck.
Yeah.
Too bad. The guy was, how was Jafar supposed to know he wasn't worthy to get into it? He didn't know. Didn't know until you opened the door, so...
Okay, so really, you're saying that Jafar was misrepresented. Like, he really was just regular Joe, just trying to make, you know...
He's trying to make ends meet.
Trying to make a buck.
Yeah, trying to make a buck.
Yeah, okay.
He's doing pretty good.
I can see that.
Right? At that point, he wasn't that evil. He's like, I'm just trying to get a lamp. You didn't know the lamp had a genie. You didn't know that he wanted to be the ruler.
Well, then why would he care about the lamp?
Who knows? Maybe he wanted to fall in love.
Maybe he's just a lamp collector?
Yeah. Maybe he collects lamps.
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't he have gone himself then?
Huh?
Why wouldn't he have gone himself?
Maybe he knows he's not worthy.
He's not worthy of the lamp.
Yeah.
But...
He doesn't like to get his hands
just
dirty.
Just like from a philosophical point of view, not like, if I go get it, I will die.
Yeah. Or okay. He doesn't know what's down there.
Okay.
So hire someone, sure. Right? It's pretty easy. He doesn't need to get his hands dirty.
Yeah, he's the Grand Vizier, so he has all the money.
Yeah.
So why not?
The Grand Vizier is not someone who has to... He's a manager, right?
He's
delegates.
Micromanager. Yeah. He micromanages everything.
But, I mean, it's pretty clear that the gambit he's running here is he's taking people who have been imprisoned or nobody cares about and stuffs them down this hole and sees what happens, right? Like, this is not the first time he's played this game.
I think it is. I think it's totally the first time, right? Because this is the first time we see him with the scarab.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly he learns his lessons, because then he goes finds Aladdin, right? He's not trying multiple guys over and over again. He's like, learns his lesson, goes find the right guy, get lamp, done.
Well, that's after he does his alchemy.
Right, but he learns it. He learns something from the lion. The lion says you got to find the diamond in the rough. So he's like, okay, I'll find the diamond in the rough. Get me a diamond first.
Yeah.
Which is powered by Iago.
Oh, yeah. It's totally the steampunk version of this thing.
No, once again, I mean, dude, you see the suit that he's wearing? He can't soil that thing. He's delegating. He knows how to be a manager.
He's totally a manager.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a pretty good, good system up there. Yeah,
he just wants more power.
He's a single advisor to the... to the Sultan, at least that we're aware of. He's the only one that matters anyway.
I think he's killed everyone else, concerned. Right? Or enchanted them to do his bidding,
yeah.
Right? With his snake-like staff. Cobra staff? What would you call that?
Well, snake staff, yeah, snake cobra. Staff.
Cobra staff.
Yeah.
He's Cobra Kai.
Yes.
What? He's like a ninja. We haven't said this, but...
He's a ninja.
He's a ninja.
How is he a ninja?
He throws that thing and the vial of... purple pink thing, and then he vanishes. As a ninja.
He's a sorcerer. He says he's ninja a sorcerer.
Ninja sorcerer. There you go.
Ninja has nothing.
He fights pirates, zombies.
Sorcerer, maybe it's more like an alchemist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Those are two different things. Don't you play Dungeons and Dragons?
No.
We got to get this guy to play Dungeons and Dragons.
But yeah, anyway, he has. He is basically calling the shots in the
oh yeah, he's palace. A puppet master.
Yeah.
His puppet is the Sultan, who his has puppet. A daughter.
Yeah.
Her name is Jasmine.
Yes.
She does not like suitors.
No, she does not.
No.
No.
She tosses them aside. Has her tiger, pet tiger, bite them.
Rajiv. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why not? I don't know what this guy's doing. I'm just going with it. What is the tiger's name?
Raja.
Yeah.
Raja. Isn't the tiger
like a woman?
Name. Is it? No, it's not.
It's female.
He's not a female.
I think so. All right.
KO. KO, validate.
Looking.
This is part of your audition process.
Yeah. This is what I usually do. But I'm not doing this anymore.
Oh.
No, now I guess get to sit here.
Raja's a he, which is why he was alarmed when the Sultan accused him of not having
daughters.
Yeah,
no, Raja's a girl.
According to the wiki, he is also voiced by
what is his name?
Raja.
Damn it. Well, I paid attention to this movie. This is why I'm getting kicked off. My last podcast, sayonara. I'm the guest, actually, and it's KO is checking over.
Well, it's a nice to you, but yeah, so yeah, I like the not so subtle imagery with that with I want to call her Belle, but I know that's wrong.
Jasmine.
Yeah.
Yeah, Belle is totally a different princess. Also, one has more clothes than the other.
Mm-hmm.
One starts off as a princess, the other one does not.
So the key
to one loves to read books, one does not.
Mm. Well, you don't know that about
Jasmine? No, we do not know that. Yeah. We know that she sits around and just ponders what it'll be like.
Yeah, and plus, you know, the weather's warmer. Why would she be wearing? Like, if she wore what Belle was wearing in the desert, that would be torture. Yeah,
right. She's wearing nothing.
Yeah, but she feels trapped in her environment, which is illustrated by her letting out the bird in the cage.
The birds in the cages.
Yeah,
that will never come back to her.
Yeah, and then her father. Scurries her off and puts them back and closes the door to signify that, you know, she feels like she doesn't have enough. She's not free. She's
trapped in a closet.
Trapped in her own.
Sorry, not that. No, world. She's not trapped in a closet. That's different. Nope.
Yeah.
Scrub that. Nope. She's just trapped.
And so she runs off into
the bazaar.
Well, especially since there's only two other people that lives in this palace.
Who knows? No, there's guards. They live there. They can talk to the guards.
Hmm.
Well, I don't know if they live there or just work there.
There are people there. There's people that have to clean and feed her. She has a tiger. She can slash in to kill them to be her friend.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's not into that, I think.
You really don't see any servants besides Jafar.
Well, Jafar is the servant. He's a sorcerer. He can just magically conjure food.
Jafar is very efficient, and he's convinced the Sultan that no other, you know, no other.
That's how you stay rich, man. You don't spend money to stay rich.
That's why he's there, because he's really, really dang good at his job.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, she dresses as a peasant. She runs off into the bazaar, gets herself in trouble because what was it? Because she was taking things and didn't realize everything was free or something like that.
Everything is not free. Yeah. So she's like, this kid is like, oh, I'm hungry. All right. And she's like, here's this apple. And she's like, okay, I'm done with that kid.
That gets her in trouble with
the apple seller.
It's like the private, the apple seller. And then she gets out of thanks to Aladdin.
We should probably introduce Aladdin first. Aladdin was introduced far before this sequence.
Oh, yeah.
Aladdin sings his entrance.
He does.
Very Broadway-like.
That's right.
Entrance singing.
Yeah. Yeah. He's singing about being a street rat.
Yeah, and stealing some bread and just living life.
And running with
the monkey.
With Jafar's like private guard or something like that. Yeah. That guy was voiced by Pete, wasn't he? I feel like I've heard his voice before. Like the dog from Disney.
The Pluto?
No. Pluto's adversary, I guess. No, not Pluto. Like Goofy's adversary. I guess Mickey's adversary. The titular Disney villain.
Huh? Pete?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was his voice, right? Yeah.
In Steamboat Willie? Pete. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's his voice. Hey, KO.
Hmm?
Is that his voice?
I haven't watched that for so long.
It's okay. Just say yes.
Yes?
See, there we go. Validated once again.
It's Jim Cummings.
Yeah, that's definitely him.
Ah, I'm back in. I looked things up faster than this guy.
I was actually watching a video from Mr. Pandaria, and he was singing in that. So he does a World of Warcraft song.
Jim Cummings?
Jim Cummings, yeah.
Jim Cummings goes from dog to panda to captain of the guard.
He's all over the place.
Hmm. But yeah, they have a run-in with Aladdin, who has...
Aladdin?
Singing about stuff, you know.
Sings about his life.
It's a hard knock life.
For me.
Yep.
Aladdin is just Annie.
Or Jay-Z, yeah. Same difference.
Or Jay-Z. Yeah. I think Jay-Z was selling crack at this point.
With a monkey.
I think Jay-Z thought he was a monkey, maybe. I don't know.
I thought the monkey was the emperor.
The emperor? Yes. The monkey is the emperor.
Yes. Not the Sultan.
The Emperor.
So, so the Emperor doesn't really have much power.
Got it. So you expected Aladdin to start rapping? Because you thought he was Jay-Z?
That's what I was hoping for, yeah. That's how I remember it.
So the re-release of Aladdin would be played by Jay-Z. Like, a Broadway production would be Jay-Z and Beyonce. Beyonce as Jasmine.
Yeah, now you're talking. Do you think they'd be up for that?
Who would be the genie?
Robin Williams.
No, I don't think he'd come back. So we got someone else.
Well, on that subject, they according to Wiki, there is a Broadway adaptation is scheduled in 2014. So this year,
I'm a freaking genius.
John Leguizamo.
No. Yes. No.
Yeah. Perfect. No. Yeah. The trifecta. Beyonce, Jay-Z, and John Leguizamo.
No, I think you should have Jimmy Fallon.
No, Jimmy Fallon's lame.
Okay. How about
Fallon would be like
Justin Timberlake.
Especially against Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Justin Timberlake.
Biggest pushover.
Justin Timberlake.
I don't know. Justin Timberlake is a fine actor, but he's not really...
Okay, so who would
a
be...
A domineering character.
So you need a domineering character to Jay-Z and Beyonce?
Yeah.
Got it.
Kanye West. Yeah, there we go.
Kanye West.
It's a $1 billion idea.
Kanye is going to steal our idea. He's going to totally do this now. Be like, oh yeah, Raz, I totally got this.
Yes.
Right?
I would pay money to see this.
Who would be Iago?
Iago?
And who would be Jafar?
Iago would be Tyler Perry, obviously.
What if Tyler Perry was the genie? That would be a better genie.
That could fit too.
Right?
I could see that.
So,
yeah.
Jafar would be Kanye West.
Okay. Yeah.
Kanye West as Jafar.
I'm okay with that. Yeah.
And then so Drake as Iago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think this is, yeah, this is a great idea.
It's like The Wiz, but for Aladdin.
Yeah. Yeah, make that happen. Jeez, that's such an amazing idea.
You think it's an amazing idea? Yeah. My God, I should have more of these. Why am I working?
Anyway, what were we talking about? Aladdin. Aladdin sings a song. It's coming to Broadway soon. Runs into Jasmine. Jasmine is stealing food, giving to the poor. She's basically an everyday Robin Hood, right? Just unwitting. She just kind of doesn't know how the world
works. She's like, what are you talking about? Yeah. Food comes to me. I eat it. Yeah. I give food to people. Yeah. That's how the world works. She does not know how economics work at all.
And the guy like draws a sword. That's a little extreme. But I guess maybe.
Well, stealing is illegal, right? Stealing is illegal. Yeah, I'll cut off your hand.
Yeah, well, if you like shoplift from Target or something, I wouldn't expect someone to point a gun at me.
What if they did that? What if they start doing that? Like, they would just kill you.
I guess that would stop me from shoplifting at Target.
Right? Or would it be an arms race?
Yeah, yeah, it is getting pretty dangerous, actually.
Right. So, but then Walmart has guns.
That's right. So they're one step ahead of the game.
But what if you're stealing guns from Walmart? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, bad things can only happen.
All right. So in today's day and age, you don't think it would be appropriate to cut people's arms off if they steal?
Well, I mean, that's debatable.
You don't have to answer this question. That's debatable. You think yes?
But yeah, so
because my problem with that is they'd go on disability and then they'd collect all this money for free. So more people would just go try to steal things and then get on disability.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And then that would, I don't know.
So Jasmine, in order to avoid going on disability, is basically pulled out of her situation by Aladdin,
who spots her
as like, yes, I have my window in.
He's really smooth.
Yeah.
I will give it to this. This guy is like, oh my God, opportunity met. Mm-hmm. Oh, so what can I say? This girl's crazy. Right?
Yeah.
My sister, she's crazy. Have you met her? She's doesn't know what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Then he steals an apple from the apple vendor and gives the apple back to the apple vendor. I'm just like, and that guy thought he had the same apple that they gave the kid? Like, that guy is crazy.
Yeah. No. It's just that good, man. It's just that good.
All right.
And Jasmine.
So should we take advice from Aladdin on how to pick up girls? Like this is the way to do it. What do you think, KO? Is this your new move?
Possibly.
Yeah,
possibly.
Damsel in distress, go and save her with crazy story.
That would be awesome.
Got it. KO is gonna write a book saving girls using the damsel in distress technique.
No, okay.
Look for it on shelves in 2 weeks.
All right.
Yeah. Shelves, I mean Kindles.
And book, you mean a page.
Hey, you only need a page, right? You can still make money. No one said you couldn't do that.
It'll be the title. And then the book will be blank.
No, you need your name on it.
Yes, the title page. You have the title.
Yeah.
And then by
KO.
KO.
By KO. Mm. And then all it says is watch Aladdin. Done.
That's a pretty good idea.
Well,
almost as good as our off-Broadway show.
Jay-Z. I just still can't get over that idea of Jay-Z being Aladdin. Like,
yeah, no, I could totally see that, man. I could totally see that. Picturing it right now.
This is like that Black Cleopatra movie that they wanted to make.
That sounds great, too.
No, they got canned, right? Oh. You never watched Dreamgirls?
Dreamgirls?
Mm-hmm.
The movie?
Yeah.
I did see that movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember? Beyonce was supposed to be Cleopatra.
What? She was? In Dreamgirls?
Yeah. It's a big movie deal.
Oh, I vaguely remember that. Yeah.
Because yeah, Diana right. Ross was supposed to be...
Why was that canceled?
Diana Ross was supposed to be Cleopatra. It never worked out.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah, this off-Broadway show we were talking about would only last for about a day, I think. And then everyone would... You know,
no, because it's funded by Jay-Z, egos. Beyonce, Kanye West.
No, that's the problem. Too many big egos. It would fall apart on the first, in the preview screening. But it would be something to behold.
Like Kanye West would like punch Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Jay-Z would be like, oh, man.
Kanye West would just be stopping everybody midline.
No, he'd be like, ah, oh, you guys got to find a place for my girl.
Exactly. This is actually a Kanye impression. I'm very impressed. So yeah,
clearly I could be the genie.
Speaking of Kanye, I don't know how to bridge this back into what we're talking about. Yeah, Aladdin.
Jasmine
is actually, you know, she's a good sport. Like, she plays along pretty willingly.
Yeah,
like,
they escape. It's pretty good.
They get out there, and
then they have a heart-to-heart.
Yes.
Well, that's after he parkours across a couple of buildings.
So, yeah. So, Aladdin invented parkour?
Yeah.
Got it. Mm. So...
Or Aladdin made did parkour before it was cool.
Ah, so Aladdin's a hipster.
Yes, that's exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
And Jasmine can pole vault. Remember? She pole vault.
So she's in the Olympics. The only female pole vaulter from this movie.
It's an impressive feat.
Well, Aladdin's like, I don't know if she can do this. She doesn't look like she can jump across this like ledge. Let me put this bridge. Whoops. No, I can just do better than you. Because she's got further than Aladdin.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she just has to establish, you know,
her dominance.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
She's like,
don't underestimate me. I'm not a. Wait, her words. I'm prized to be won. I'm an independent woman. Bringing it back
by Beyonce.
Bring it back. So, just made to be.
Wow! Wow! You just surprise me every day, Drag Guru. Mm. Bring it back.
That's right.
So Beyonce is supposed to be Jasmine.
Yes.
Okay.
So Beyonce.
Beyonce?
Yeah, now we're back to Beyonce and Raja back in the palace.
They didn't go get did they get to the palace? Let's actually say this.
They walked. Right?
No.
Oh right. Aladdin gets captured.
Right. Why does Aladdin get captured?
I don't know. Why does he get captured?
Because Jafar. Take it away, KO.
Jafar sends the captain of the guards and all of his other guards to capture him because he's the diamond in the rough.
Dun, 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 dun.
Aww.
Can you repeat that expression?
No.
Oh, man.
One-time expressions.
God. That's not what we do on this show. We repeat things incessantly.
Like the bingo game.
You want to bring that back? No. The bingo game? No one played. That was our problem. No one played bingo. It worked very well. Someone can still play and win. If they win, they get this job. Is that how that works?
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. So he finds the diamond in the rough. Throws him in jail. And then Jafar just as a old man.
Old man. Captured old man.
Yes. Frees him and leads him back to the Cave of Wonders in order to do his bidding and capture or go get the lamp to free the genie and make him ultimate power. And Aladdin dies. And
story's done. And Jafar marries Jasmine.
Yep.
Got it. Kanye West marries Beyonce.
Yeah. Game happily over. Ever after.
No. Aladdin meets a magical carpet.
Yes.
Who acts like a dog, you would say, KO?
Yeah, he acts
like a dog carpet.
Dog carpet,
yes.
And cat, dog, tiger.
Cat, dog, tiger.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Aladdin like encourages him like you would encourage a dog.
Come out, boy. Come out, come out, come out. And with the help of the carpet, he finds the lamp. And then stupid Abu decides, no, I like gems more than I like this lamp.
Stupid Abu is the monkey, right?
Yeah.
His full name.
Stupid Abu. Yep. First name, stupid. Yes. Last name, Abu. Monkey.
Stupid Abu Monkey.
Stupid Abu Monkey.
Okay.
Abu Monkey.
Mr. Monkey.
Mr. Monkey. That's
his title then.
Yeah.
Mr. Monkey to you. So, anyway. Mr. Monkey gets distracted by a big glowing red gem and causes the Cave of Wonders to collapse upon itself. Aladdin narrowly escapes with the lamp, but no, Jafar does not let him out. In fact, he decides that he wants to claim the lamp first and then throws him back into the Cave of Wonders. But the trick's on him. He's a fool. Whatever. That idiom, however that idiom goes. He falls back into the cavern and he has the lamp with him. He's
because of Abu.
Because of Abu. Stupid Abu.
Stupid Abu.
Saves the day.
Saves the day.
And I have to say, this scene harks back to the playing the Aladdin video game on the Sega Genesis.
Oh, my God. What was the Genesis called? Outside of America? Something else, right?
I don't know.
Got it.
Yeah. You?
I don't know.
I was never a Sega guy. I don't know.
Anyways, I was playing this game and I would always die at this part, so I never get to use the genie.
Oh, so this is the first time that you got a chance to see how the story ended, right?
Frustratingly dying.
He's like, I could just imagine kid like, KO.
Oh no, there's more? What?
What? No, I thought the game ends when Aladdin dies. That's like how this story ends.
And it looks so easy in the movie that he just flies out on the carpet. But in the video game, you have to run from like boulders and jump over pits. And it's like
parkour.
Yeah.
Parkour. Yeah.
Parkours and volcanoes.
Would you do a real life Aladdin parkour course?
No.
What does that entail?
I don't know. Escaping this cave of wonders.
Probably not.
In lava, in a volcano.
No, sure. That place seems terrifying.
any building that talks to you, I'm
I don't know. That seems like a cool ride at Disneyland, right? Like you forget the parkour, but you'd be like on the magic carpet and you're like going through.
They were trying to do that for a long time.
They have that at Disney Quest in Orlando, Florida, and downtown Disney.
Oh,
like I think this happened not long after the movie actually came out. They had a 3D ride like simulation thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's very primitive, but it was a big deal. It was a big deal at the time. I think they even had that at the. I think it was originally held at the Disney Innoventions booth.
Innoventions.
Yes, which is the gallery in Epcot where they showed the future of tomorrow, stuff like the Apple Macintosh.
Tomorrow World.
Yeah.
My Macintosh too?
Yeah. It was basically like a product showcase. It was a little bit bizarre even at the time. And you know, like self-driving cars and all this stuff that
Hey, we're very close to self-driving cars.
We are now. Yeah. Yeah,
I still don't have a jetpack.
Longer than that still doesn't exist. Yeah. Innoventions has turned into something a little bit more less speculative, I guess, since then. Now it's more of like a hands-on science exhibit.
So this innovative thing is what they're moving towards. Innoventions thing is what that movie by Brad Bird, Tomorrowland, is going to be kind of.
I have no idea what Tomorrowland is about.
Do you think it's kind of harkens to this part? Like, or no?
Sure.
I
want to know, actually, but I kind of don't at the same time. I just want to see it.
They just rapped. Point.
Oh, yeah, I remember, because he was posting pictures on Twitter. I was like him going on Space Mountain with Michael Giacchino from The Score. Yeah.
Going back to the flying carpet ride, I remembered this this YouTube video called Randy Polsch's Last Lecture. And he actually...
this is the professor that's going to die.
Or he already passed away.
Right. Well, when the video came out, he was going to die.
Yes. Yes. And he actually worked on that ride.
Really?
Yes. What?
Really? This is crazy. Yeah. This guy is so much better than me. Why do you do this podcast with me?
So it was pretty interesting. He one of his childhood dreams, there's a video on YouTube, like achieving your childhood dreams. And one of his childhood dreams was become an Imagineer. And so he took a sabbatical from Carnegie Mellon University and applied to this, and he has a PhD and everything, and he got rejected about 3 or 4 times until he finally got in, and he was able to do like an internship for his sabbatical.
Wow.
As an engineer on this ride, because he was developing interactive video games and technology and the virtual reality that was part of this. And very so that cool. was a pretty interesting.
I kind of want to be an Imagineer now.
Yeah, that's rad.
But he loved the experience, but he said it was really stressful trying to be an Imagineer. So.
I can bet. pretty much all the hopes and dreams of all children rely on you.
Absolutely.
Dad killed it. No, I mean, that's really cool. That's a very interesting. That podcast is like, not a podcast. I mean, that video was like number one for many, many years.
Yeah.
It's still very good advice. I think people should
I try to watch it at least once a year.
Yeah, it sets you in perspective.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll have to check that out.
Oh, you never watched it?
When I heard of it, yeah.
No, it was this big thing. What, 2007?
Yeah, 2007. Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Man, me and pulling things out. Yeah, it's just 2007. Yeah.
Still in the game. Still in the game, Cat.
It's equivalent to this guy. It just reminds me. I know this is a little off topic, but he has written a note to his daughter every day for her entire life. And then has written, I think he has cancer, has written enough notes to cover her all the way till she's like 30. This is every day. So that's the amount of notes he gets. So it's crazy.
I also heard that he's actually, I don't know if it's the same guy, but he's publishing them.
Yeah, that's the same guy. Yeah. I think so, yeah.
And he's publishing them because he's received a lot of outreach from other parents.
Yeah.
And so he's like, well, yeah, here. So he's publishing his notes to his daughter.
Yeah, it's really cool. But it's really cool. I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. I didn't put the connection together.
So going back to Aladdin.
Hey, Aladdin's all about reaching your dreams, right?
Yes, it is.
It's a dream, like, you could do whatever you want, right? Don't put class or don't, like, you should never stick to what you were been pigeonholed into, right? You're not a street rat. You're not just a princess. You're more, right? That's the entire point of this movie.
Aladdin is an American dream. It's a rags to riches story.
It's Annie.
It is. It's Jay-Z.
It's Matilda.
Beyonce.
It's Oliver from Oliver Twist.
And company.
No.
So we've seen the magic carpet inside the Cave of Wonders. Aladdin goes and is pissed off, obviously. He
rubs the lamp.
Yeah. Why does he rub the lamp again?
They find the lamp and he's like, why did we risk our lives for this stupid dinky thing? And then he's like, there's something written on there.
Oh, right.
Something that's wrapping around. Right. And then he's like, genie comes to life.
Then out comes Robin Williams.
And a big song and dance sequence from like Las Vegas basically pops up.
Yep.
And that's it.
Let's talk about Robin Williams. Are you pro or anti Robin Williams? Cat, go.
That says it all.
Okay. KO.
I can understand why this stuff would be really nice to kids, but for me, watching it again as an adult, some of the random acts are sort of too random for me. And so
you don't have enough ADD in your life, huh?
Yeah, it gets annoying after like the sixth random act in a scene or whatever.
I liked it because I think I got more of the references now.
That was fun.
Right? Yeah. You get all the references. As a kid, you're like, that's making funny faces, right? But I think now you totally get a lot of the references.
Yeah. No, it was perfect for the character. Like, this movie as it exists now wouldn't work.
Without Robin Williams.
He was just like absolutely pivotal. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's totally reflective. Like, if you see him in anything that's not like when he was trying to do serious movies for a while,
Patch Adams.
Yeah. He's out of control. Like, he did this, like, this radio show for a while, or like a series for Audible, I think. I'm not sure if it was distributed outside of that. Probably was. But when he was interviewing other guests, he'll just, like, pull, like, voices and do impressions, and he just, like, can't sit still. He's like a kid.
Well, that's why he's totally always reflected. Like that. All his comedy routines
Right? Yeah.
He's not a guy that can sit still.
And that was the character. That was the character that was in the film.
He lives in San Francisco.
Yeah?
Yeah. Maybe Marin County. I don't know.
Maybe. That's probably why he's so successful.
Blah, 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 blah.
That's another take on that. That's probably why he's so successful.
Blah, 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 blah.
That's probably why he is so successful. Yep.
Well, Robin Williams did have conflicts with the studios with this role.
Yeah, would you like to elaborate on that?
Yeah, he only got paid like $75,000.
Oh my God.
For this role. And he said that he didn't want more than 25% of space on advertising for the genie. And they wouldn't use him for marketing and something with the toy dealers. And for financial reasons, the studio went back on both of them. And that's why he hasn't done voices with them since.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with Robin Williams not voicing another Disney movie. Are you?
Am I okay for that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, well, so it sounded like he just didn't want his voice to be... He just didn't want to be used mm-hmm. for promoting this video. Movie.
Yeah.
He knew who he was getting in bed with, right? He was getting in bed with Disney. Disney's yeah. going to do this regardless, right? That's how they do all their movies, right? Their promotion is like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of put the fault on Robin Williams.
Yeah, but they did sign contracts, so.
Contracts.
Yeah.
What is this contracts you speak of?
Rules are meant to be broken, right?
Yeah, that's what Aladdin taught me.
Mm, yes.
Yes. We'll slip by the first wish by making the genie get us out of this cave.
Right, we'll swim. That's right, so Aladdin tricked the genie like Disney tricked Robin Williams. Perfect. That's exactly how this works. Mm.
Parallels are uncanny.
It's the story of Robin Williams and how they kept him chained for Disney. And then the last minute, when the movie was done, they let him free. And he never had to work for Disney again. Done.
I guess so.
Story of Robin Williams.
But yeah, so Robin Williams helps Aladdin escape, but gets tricked into helping Aladdin escape. Basically,
Aladdin says, I don't think you can get me out of here. And he's like, I can get you out of here. Watch this. Done. Yeah. You're out of here. He's like, oh, you're down to two wishes. What are you talking about? I didn't wish to get out of here. You just took me out. Oh, God. All right. That one's on the house. Oh. This is how the rules go, guys. This is how they're out. Can't make anyone fall in love with you. Rule number two. Rule number one, you can't make more wishes, right?
Yeah. Rule number one is can't make.
And then you can't kill anyone.
And zombies.
Zombies. Yeah, you can't make zombies.
You can't revive anybody. Dead.
Right. And you can't kill anyone.
Right.
Got it. So it's pretty boring, actually. All you can do is get rich. That's all he's basically saying. Is you can just wish for money.
Well, or power.
Or power.
Right. Once you wish for power, then you get money. Or you get money and then you get power. Right. These are...
I like power. Sorcerer.
KO is Jafar. Clearly.
Well... Aladdin wishes for being a prince.
Right.
That's more temporal than anything else.
Yeah, so he wishes to be a prince to go woo Jasmine.
Yeah.
All this is happening while Jafar is trying to figure out how I lost this lamp. Let me scheme my way into getting this. And then Iago's like, why don't you just marry Jasmine and then kill Jasmine and then you're the Sultan? This is pretty simple. And he's like, oh, brilliant. Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah.
It's pretty much what happened.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. The wooing, the courtship begins with Prince Ali.
It becomes a race between the newly...
Really, it's just the bachelor. Who will Jasmine give a rose to today? Mm. Tune in next time. We're down to the final two, where Jasmine goes meets the parents of the beloved... Oh, sorry, both of these characters have no parents. So we will see
so tragic. In fairness, like Jafar probably killed his parents. So.
Oh, it's funny though, the Disney adaptation using in Once Upon a Time says they do an adaptation of Jafar with Genie and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And Jafar is actually like the bastard son of the Sultan. That's how
really?
They spun that story. Yeah, it was very interesting.
Yeah, that's even weirder.
Yeah. Huh. And then he has a real son and all these things go wrong. Basically, Jafar, the story there is Jafar is looking for his son, his father to say, I love you. And the father will never say so. It's a different story. So maybe that's the thing here. Maybe Jafar is really the son of the Sultan. And
I didn't get that kind of chemistry going on here. Maybe the reverse. Maybe I believe the reverse. The Sultan was the son of Jafar. That relationship seems to exist.
Maybe they're brothers.
Yeah, yeah. That seems more likely, at least in this adaptation.
They aged really differently.
Jafar's a sorcerer.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
How old is he?
Mm.
Nobody knows.
How old is Jasmine?
Nobody knows.
I don't know.
I think they probably prefer you did not think about it.
The age of Jasmine.
Well, actually, Aladdin was supposed to be as young as 13, but they changed it to 18 in production.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. So maybe Jasmine's 18.
Yeah. And it was the actor was supposed or Aladdin was supposed to resemble sort of like a Michael J. Fox, but they wanted to go more he was too boyish. And so
Michael J. Fox is too boyish.
It wasn't appealing enough, so they changed it to add elements from Tom Cruise and Calvin Klein.
Wait.
Wow.
You have Michael J. Fox slash with Tom Cruise and Calvin Klein makes Aladdin?
Yes.
Played by DJ Tanner's boyfriend. God, this is weird.
Yes. Yeah, go figure. Jeez.
Yeah, that guy, he never did anything afterwards.
Like at least he went out with a bang.
Well, I mean, he was on the one of the biggest movies, right?
Yeah.
Until the next movie.
So then Aladdin throws a Thanksgiving Day, like a Macy's parade or something, to herald his entrance into the fake royalty and storm into the kingdom and demand to marry Jasmine.
No, he just demands to see Jasmine.
Yes. Okay.
And fair then enough. Once Jasmine sees him,
he's like, "No, I don't want any part of this."
Well, it's great though. I do like this. Like, I think a lot of people have been complaining, like, "Oh, there's all these Disney princesses are looking to get married." Mm-hmm. Jasmine is not looking to get married.
That's
right?
True.
The entire movie, she's like, "I don't want to marry anyone."
Yeah.
I think it fails to see. Like, I don't like these arguments that people are putting.
Yeah.
Right. Not all Disney princesses are falling madly in love to get married. Mm-hmm. Jasmine is like, "I don't want to get married. Why do we have to do this stupid rule?"
Yeah.
Right. She's Merida. Merida had to marry someone, right?
You're like, no.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Jasmine and Merida, same character.
Mm-hmm. Haven't seen it.
he can come back for that one. No, he can't, because that's not a Disney movie. Dun, 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 dun. It's a Pixar movie.
Mm.
Join us on our next podcast where we talk about Pixar movies. No, we don't.
So he throws the Macy Day parade.
Yeah. I mean, basically the point of this part is we're looking at Jasmine coming in and seeing all these men arguing about her where she should be doing, right?
Oh.
So Jafar is arguing that he doesn't know anything about Aladdin or Prince Abu Boo Boo.
Prince
Abu Boo Boo. Prince Abu Boo 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 Boo. He's like, I don't trust this guy. And basically this is right before Aladdin comes in. Jafar's like, well, it looks like in the rules that if she doesn't marry anyone, you can choose, and if you don't, you can choose me.
Mm-hmm.
So look at that handy loophole that I just created, right? And so you're looking at maybe, forget the father, but two men that are just like trying to plot Jasmine's like love life. That's a very important part of this scene. And then we see basically her saying, I didn't choose none of you guys. I don't even like the father. Let's just leave this all together. Like, I think she would just totally run off and not marry anyone.
And then the magic carpet ride happened.
Yes. The most famous scene in this entire movie is the magic carpet ride, or one of the most famous songs of this entire movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you the world.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I like this one. I remember it differently as a kid.
And it's really close to Egypt.
Yes.
And Greece?
Well, it's the Mediterranean.
The Mediterranean.
We don't know how fast this magic carpet can fly.
It's true. It is true.
This magic carpet can do like maybe 100 miles an hour. Who knows? A plane? Supersonic speeds? There's a genie portal maybe involved.
Give them pressure so they can breathe up in the atmosphere.
Yeah. Mm. Up where the air is thin.
Let's go fly a kite.
Let's go fly a kite. Different movie.
Oh, back to Hikeo's dating guide. Always have a magic carpet. Yeah, yeah.
Where am I going to get a magic carpet now?
That's for you to find out.
Have you gotten a magic carpet?
No, but if I had one, I'd have a girlfriend.
Got it. So the reason Keo does not have a girlfriend is he has yet to find a magic carpet.
Yes.
Excuses. All right, I'll find a magic carpet. Fix Keo's problem.
Yes.
That's
find it. Three magic carpets.
I'm not looking for anyone. You, drag girl?
And if you didn't have, even if you weren't looking for someone, it'd be a lot easier to get around in the Bay Area.
Do you know, Dragon and I? We can't get around anywhere in the Bay Area.
Well, if you could go straight, then you won't get lost.
Right, and that's what we need. We already have Waze telling us to go to the highest point of San Francisco every time. We don't need to relive Jasmine and Aladdin on magic carpet rides when we go there.
We're basically doing that already. Yeah.
Can we call, what if I got a car called the magic carpet? Can I get, does that count? Like if my car reads magic carpets?
If it it's a flying car.
No. All right. Not a flying car. But okay, I'll keep that in mind. Step two. One, find a genie.
Yes.
Step two, find a magic carpet.
Yep.
Step three, become prince.
I think that's optional.
Got it.
Becoming prince is optional?
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't a prince.
Step one, have a touching story, backstory.
Yes.
Okay.
Tragic backstory is necessary to find a girl. Mm-hmm. And is what we've learned.
Okay.
What else is there? Oh, yeah. Well, they fall in love and game over. Man, game over.
Well, after the magic carpet ride, it all turns lovey-dovey, and then he was captured?
Yeah, basically at this point, and we can kind of fast forward, because we don't have to talk about it in sense of detail right here. I can't even have earphones in my head.
You look ridiculous, man. For podcast listeners at home, like, these earbuds have fallen out of ears maybe 20 times over the course of this recording. It's pretty funny.
I'm still talking, though. I'm still talking.
Yeah, no, you've been pretty good about it. I have it. I can't handle it.
No, okay. So basically we're seeing that Jafar finds out that it's Aladdin, right? Mm-hmm. And then says, all right, I got to go capture this guy. So they capture him, put him down, and he's fallen. Like, put him in the... So at this point, Aladdin's only used one wish, and they push him into the ocean, and the genie, like... Oh, no. Jafar doesn't find out that it's Aladdin. Jafar just wants to get rid of this guy.
Yes.
So Jafar just, like, throws this guy into the sea with his guards.
Yeah.
And using the second wish, the genie saves Aladdin. Seems like a cop out too. Aladdin never wished to be saved.
Yeah. But.
Yeah.
Well, so Aladdin gets saved and comes in and says, Jafar is a trickster. He's controlling everything. Look at this. Boom. Get rid of Jafar.
Mm-hmm.
Right? On the way out, Jafar is like, oh my God, this is Aladdin, because he sees the magic lamp, devises a plan.
Yes, and throws down the potion.
Yeah. And becomes a ninja.
Don't understand where this ninja piece comes into play. But okay, I'll go with it. Yes. Jafar the ninja disappears.
Ninja sorcerer. Alchemist.
Alchemist, I will be.
He is all powerful, right?
Yeah.
Not yet.
No. He will be all powerful. And so, basically, with Iago's help, steals the lamp.
Mm-hmm.
Iago does a very good impression of Jasmine while trying to be a flamingo.
Yeah, he's really good at impressions, actually. He's done this several times.
Yeah, well, that's what Iago does. He does impressions.
Yeah.
And so Jasmine... And they gets introduced as the new prince to take over to be Sultan.
Mm-hmm.
Aladdin all this time is trying to tell Jasmine that he's really Aladdin, but doesn't say that. So it's too late. And when Jafar comes back with the magic lamp, gets the wishes right, and starts ruling everything, basically. And it's now Aladdin. Now we get, like, this is a big climax, right? This is where we see Aladdin try to be the hero and come to the rescue and the aid of Jasmine and the Sultan.
Right.
Which I think was very well done.
I liked it. Yeah. It's fun.
It's a fun little clip. Mm. I don't know what else they could have done. I really think there's no other resolution, right?
And I like how Aladdin uses his brains and his knowledge to...
And his street rant and parkour skills.
Yes. To overcome... this trial or his fight with Jafar.
Right. And then he and Jafar, he basically outwits Jafar. He's like, hey, look, the genie is more powerful than you. And Jafar's like, that's right, I'm still the second. Let me wish I'm a genie. I was like, man, this could not work. And it works.
Much to your dismay.
Well, I thought it would actually just backfire. Like, he'd become a genie, but doesn't have to, like, answer to anyone. And he just uses powers and stuff.
Mm.
But that's for the sequels.
Yeah.
That are not to be named.
They aren't to be named. We can talk about them later.
Yeah.
But at this point, Jafar is gotten rid of, and everything's like almost a happy ending. And then they're like, well, I'm not a prince, so I can't marry Jasmine. And Jasmine's like, well, that's true. And then the genie's like, well, you still have a third wish. Why don't you just wish yourself a prince? Which is totally plausible because the genie's lamp would still be there. It's not like it would disappear.
Right.
And then Jasmine could just rub the lamp and then unwish the genie from bondage. Like this,
there's probably some clause that prohibited, you know,
family members.
Yeah.
Family member clause.
Parties of close relations.
No, there's only three rules. It wasn't part of the three rules.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but it was. Yeah.
Truly, if you go on that logic, then you just get every single person that lives in Agrabah to and he could be worked for.
We wish we were the only people in the world. We wish. Da, 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 da.
It wouldn't be a complete. It would not have signified Aladdin's growth as a character.
I don't know if it's,
had to.
Actually, I don't think it's growth at all. I think it just signifies and it shows what Aladdin was before he tried to get power, right? He was kind always to the street rat children. He was always a good friend.
So it would have been against his nature.
It would have been against his nature to not release the genie.
Okay.
Which is why he released the genie.
Yeah.
And then the Sultan's like, why do we have these stupid rules?
Yeah.
I'm the Sultan. Rules are done.
Yeah. But, no, yeah, because once his Vizier is taken out, he's like, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah. It reminded me of Lord of the Rings.
Also?
What's his name? The king of he was a puppet king in Rohan.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And what's his name? Wormtongue was like doing the puppet king, like right. Ha ha ha.
Right.
And then when they got rid of Wormtongue, the guy came back to life and was like, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
I'm the king, let's go attack this.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, that's the movie, right? A happy ending. Mm-hmm. The use of CG has to be definitely stated in this movie.
Yes. There was definitely CG in this movie.
Yeah. More so than any other movie.
Yeah.
And
the magic carpet and how it flew. And the ornateness of...
Yeah, the Sultan's castle or palace, as you would say, was very... Like, the marble was... I think it improved on Beauty and the Beast. By a lot more, would you say so?
Yeah, definitely step up, right?
The Cave of Secrets or
Cave of Wonders.
Cave of Wonders.
Yes.
You can definitely see the CG in that.
Yeah,
but for the magic carpet, I would have had trouble.
I think the magic carpet itself, but when the magic carpet is flying, then you can definitely see the CG elements. I think. Especially during the Cave of Wonders, when you're trying to fly through the lava, right? That's totally.
It's a portion of that reminds me a lot of the game Descent.
Descent?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you're, it's a game where it's in space, so there's no up or down. You're just kind of rotating. Well, if you're just goofing around like I was, you're just rotating around constantly and redefining your new up. And yeah, there's that moment where they're flying down, making a corkscrew turn and going up. It was like, yeah, this is Descent level of detail.
So you want to just play Descent?
Yeah. Yeah, I was looking for the controller.
We don't have controllers, sorry. But you can play this game on Sega. Apparently it's the same thing. That
apparently, yeah. KO apparently it's just as brutal, just as tough.
KO could not get past.
No. Yeah.
It was like very similar to part, I think, in there was a Harry Potter, I think, first game.
Mm.
There was a, you were in the bank, and you had to do something similar.
Those games, I swear... You want to get the power or whatever's cool, and it's like one of the hardest levels.
Of course. Why would you make the cool powers on easy levels? And that's like the dumb powers on hard levels?
That's how new games do it these days.
Damn new games.
I remember the going totally off topic, the Men in Black game, where I had to get the noisy cricket, and that was just a pain in the butt. But anyways.
Got it. So... We should go back to old school games.
And get aggravated.
Heyo, I think you should just do a Twitch of you playing this game because I think that would be awesome.
If I could find a copy of the game, I'll see.
Oh, good. Yes. If you can get it on, and we'll link it through the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it'll be awesome.
Yeah, I'll check that out.
And then I hope you get past this part because if you don't, it'll be even more hilarious.
20 years later, he tries to redeem himself and fails.
Epic fail.
Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah, so the CG was pretty good. The storyline's pretty basic, I think. So I think without Robin Williams, they're kind of... They rested on Robin Williams. Otherwise, it's just a good kid. It's Annie or apparently Jay-Z.
Yeah, this is the first movie. Like, there are two main characters that have sidekicks.
Yes.
Like, they definitely are working hard to fill out the...
The cast.
Yeah.
Right, it was a Robin Williams movie.
Yeah.
Right?
It was. It was very, like you said, pretty simple plot, just filled with a lot of other stuff going on.
Yeah.
Constantly, and playing off of each other.
Right, so I would say, of all the Disney movies we've seen to date, it was one of the weaker storylines. Right? I mean, you would not watch this for the storyline. You know what the storyline is going in, right? Hmm. You watch it for the animation, you watch it for the cool jokes, and like the riffs going back and forth between like Iago and Jafar.
Yeah.
But, morals. It's a really good moral story.
Well, I think all the stories in Disney had some good morals,
be
right?
Be true to yourself.
It's a different... Be true to yourself?
Yes.
Isn't that a song?
Yeah, probably from Mulan.
Yeah.
No, same theme. Same theme is going
it's
on.
It's a different movie. No, 1998.
Same theme, though.
Yeah. No, no. I'm not saying it's a different theme. Yeah. Right?
You said it's a different movie.
It's a different movie. It's a girl versus a boy. Totally different movies.
What?
No, what I'm saying is, out of all the other Disney movies, yes, they all have morals, right? Mm-hmm. But this one, the plot line was very weak, right? The plot line was incidental to what they wanted to show, which was like the comedy part, the more cartoony aspects of this movie.
Oh, I'm sure. Okay, well, whatever. I don't think it was weak. It was just basic. It was simple.
It's simple.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it was what it needed to be in order
I'm not saying it's not what it was, but it's not like you wouldn't go watching this movie back for the plot.
Yeah.
Right? Sure. You would not watch this movie for the plot.
Mm.
True.
Yeah.
There's a really interesting on the design and animation is that all the characters and each one's based on different geometrical shapes or multiple geometrical shapes.
Right. So the Sultan was based off a circle.
More like an egg.
An egg. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What is Jasmine based off of? An hourglass?
Yeah, vase.
Yeah. That makes, yeah.
All right. So let's guess this. So then the Jafar is based off a rectangle?
No, that's actually carpet.
Oh, yeah. Because the carpet can't be anything but a rectangle. I would...
Jafar's like a triangle, a trapezoid.
Yeah, it's more of a trapezoid, or yeah. Like three trapezoids. It's more of like triangles.
Yeah, it's very angular with those high shoulders.
Yeah, okay.
You know, so that look is coming back, right?
That look has never left.
Yeah, it's gonna be hot.
So then, what is Aladdin?
Aladdin's just a more fatter vase.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Then, who's left?
Genie's more of like a wisp or like a circle, oval type, ghost-ish.
Sure.
Yeah, that makes sense. Iago?
Oh,
main
characters.
Iago's a pretty main character, but okay.
Well, you did call him a sidekick just recently.
No, well.
Yeah, Iago's a sidekick.
Everyone has a sidekick.
Everyone does.
The only person that doesn't have a sidekick
is...
The Sultan.
He is a sidekick.
No.
Who's the first sidekick?
Sidekick. You don't have more than one sidekick, right?
Well, Aladdin has four, right?
Three. How does Aladdin have four
sidekicks? Well,
carpet and Abu.
No. See, I think Aladdin's sidekick is Abu. Okay. Abu's sidekick is Carpet.
Okay. Sure. I'll buy that.
Okay. Yeah. And Genie's sort of like random.
I think Carpet's sidekick is the Genie. Bring it full circle.
Okay.
Bring it full circle.
Okay. I'd like to think of them more like
friends.
Yeah, they're more on the same level.
All right. Well, anything else you guys want to say? I think that's kind of summed up my take on the movie.
Music was really good. I enjoyed most of the music.
Another Alan was it Alan Menken joint?
It's Alan Menken.
Yes. Yeah. And Howard Ashman with Tim Rice for the songwriters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very strong.
The songwriting is very strong, and they kind of brought back the same themes, mm-hmm. like the same melody back, and they're like, ah, we'll just redo this with this different...
So Jafar picked up on Prince Alibaba's theme.
I really like the architecture in this, and I did like how they really filled out Agrabah, excluding the castle. I felt like it's a very lively scene with the marketplace.
Uh-huh. It's a pretty poor country, man.
Yeah, it's a very disparity of rich and poor.
Yes. Right, I think that was really well said.
But I did like how vibrant the market is, or just bustly. There's a lot of people moving through
yeah.
it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I just like how, like, going to something like Lord of the Rings, I feel like, man, I don't even know how this society works. I sort of don't understand how Agrabah works in terms of its higher politics being three people, or so we think. But
we know how it works. The Sultan is a puppet Sultan, and Jafar controls everyone, and done. The game is over.
Yes. He collects taxes, and then he has his little secret laboratory in his secret passage.
Yeah. Yeah. Seems like it works perfectly fine.
Yes. Don't question the economics.
Economics works, man. It just works.
It's impressive that Jafar is able to have, you know, this labyrinth of facilities that no one knows about.
Well, it makes sense, right?
I guess that's why there's nobody there, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Tip him off. Yeah. He must have built the palace.
Yeah.
He's like, telling to the subcontractors, like, we want a secret passage here, here, and here.
Yeah.
Does the Sultan know? Oh, yeah, he signed off on this. Done. What's the Sultan going to use it for? Well, Sultans need secret passages. Come on, guys.
And, you know, the Sultan is actually pretty unfazed by Jafar's attempts to hypnotize him. Yeah. Like, you know, the remark he made when he's trying to hypnotize him into marrying Jasmine, he's like, but you're so old. Like, that's the one thing that snapped out. It's like, wait a minute. That's the only problem you have with this, with what's happening right now?
Well, he showed him. It was written in law.
Yeah.
So he's like, okay, well, it must be true.
Yeah.
But you're old.
and then he snaps out of it and runs into the window. He's like, Jafar, look at this.
And then that whole thing with it's written in law.
Yeah.
At the end, he's like, oh, screw the laws. Law. I can change it.
Well, that's because before that, he was like, oh, the laws are the laws. Mm-hmm. Must be true. I must have written them.
Yeah.
And he realized he didn't write any of those laws.
And that transformation happened in within a day or two.
Well, when Jafar's out and his spells are broken, because I would assume Jafar had his entire life to pull into spelling the Sultan, right? So since the Sultan took power, Jafar was probably just sitting there, right? So when the guy's gone and all the spells, and then he gets his brain back, he's like, oh, what the hell's going on? He's like, and he probably looks in the mirror, he's like, how did I get so old?
Yeah. I typically have problems with characters like Jafar, because I have problems with characters that are just intrinsically evil. And that's never been more the case than it is in this film, where Iago is, you know, complimenting his master for his evilness, right? Yeah. And his insidiousness and his cleverness. But in this case, I don't know, it kind of works for me. And I think the reason why is because he makes like those glib comments, like he's talking about, oh, you know, you're quiet. That's an ideal quality for a wife, or something like that. that are really kind of further ingratiate himself, further make him like this despicable character that I think is fantastic.
Right,
like,
he would totally fall in love with Cruella de Vil.
Yeah. But he owns that character. Like he is a caricature himself, obviously, but he is. The manifestation is so strong that I guess I'm okay with it. I guess maybe there's an amount of self-awareness to his character that I can appreciate. Like, you know, a lot of characters, they think they're doing the right thing in their own view. But in this case, he just knows he's evil. He's just like, yeah, you know, I just want to control the world. That's kind of all there is to it. I'm not really concerned with whether this is right or wrong. This is just what I want. So I guess it flies with me because of that.
Okay. Yeah, I like the. I mean, it's a simple plot, so you need polar opposites. You need the really, really good guy, mm-hmm. and the really, really bad guy. Otherwise, this plot wouldn't have worked.
The relationship between Iago and Jafar is also a lot of fun. The fact that, you know, they are on some level equals, and we've talked about this in other films and not too long ago as well. But, you know, so they'll call each other out, but at the same time, they definitely have a relationship that is, he is in power, Jafar is in power, but he will let him kind of make fun of him to a degree, because I don't know why. He just allows it. He's just like, I don't care.
Just happens, right?
Yeah.
I also liked Aladdin just because he was like one of the few human male protagonists in a Disney movie.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of female protagonists.
Yes.
And
many more females in the animals than we do men.
Yes.
This is the one.
One human. And do we have animal male protagonists?
Lion King.
So.
Bambi.
That counts. Right. Remember,
I guess that's it. Yeah.
There's not many male princesses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the people that are male royalty are animals. Because technically Aladdin's not royalty even in the end.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have female princesses and female queens, but every male that's actually like a main character that's supposed to be royalty is an animal.
So
what do you think they're trying to say?
They're saying that men are animals.
So if Leia gets inducted into Disney princesses, does Luke Skywalker become one of the princes?
No, because technically he's not a prince.
But he's from like, oh, he isn't.
Nope.
Because he got the princess, she got princess from.
Because she's adopted.
Yeah, okay. So we still don't have one.
No, the new Disney princesses will be from Frozen. And they will be... they'll be interesting. There'll be two of them in one movie. They can actually look at each other now, because that's the thing about Disney princesses. They can't exist in the same universe.
Mm.
So whenever you look at them on posters, they're always looking in different directions.
So oh.
They don't actually acknowledge that the other Disney princesses exist.
Right.
Except in Kingdom Hearts?
That doesn't count.
Kingdom Hearts is non-canonical.
No. So there's this great AV Bites guys. They did a lot of Disney stuff. They did a Hipster Disney princesses, and a couple of years ago, 2 years ago, they did a new one with Frozen and putting that into the. They did one for Leia too.
Mm.
So you should check it out. People should check it. I tweeted about it like earlier.
Did you see that? Haley Joel Osment did a Reddit AMA not too long ago, and was asked about Kingdom Hearts specifically. Apparently, he's coming back for Kingdom Hearts 3. I have no idea what capacity he could be doing that, though.
Yeah. That will be...
a totally different voice, totally different...
Interesting.
Like, are they going to age up Sora? Is that the idea?
Yeah.
That would be super weird.
10 years later.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. What also I found interesting is, you know, Kingdom Hearts is notorious for having an inexplicable storyline. And so they were saying he would go into the recording booth and they would basically have these big charts, these flow charts, and block out to him what's happening at every point so he knows what the character's motivation is. But that's what it took in order to explain exactly what was going on in this super convoluted story. So yeah,
that story is very complicated.
I watched a documentary, a video game documentary on the Kingdom Hearts storyline. It took like an hour and a half to go through it.
Yeah, I can believe it.
I played the games and I still don't understand all the storyline.
Well, do you play the like the sub games too?
Yeah. God. Let's not talk about that.
And then there's the card games that actually influence the storyline.
Oh yeah.
365/2? No, Dream Drop Distance.
What the? What
358/2.
358, yeah. Okay.
Why is it 358/2?
It was like the time Sora spent in...
Nobody knows. All right. Nobody knows. No one should ever play this game ever again.
Don't play the game for the storyline.
Don't play the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's one of the unknowns of the universe.
What's the other unknown?
I don't know. It's unknown.
Nicely done.
Can we have a permanent guest host?
Yes, we can.
Oh, can KO be that permanent guest host?
Sure, if he's good.
If he's good? What determines if he's good? Like, how do you vote another one in?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Cat, because you can go to our website at twoguysbythecleo.com and enter your name and email address. We'll subscribe you to the mail list that will allow you to vote.
Got it.
For your favorite co-host.
So far, we've had many.
Yes.
We've had Boss Breton twice. We've had KO. We've had Denise. We've had Wild Velocic and Loftico. We've had
Lucky Lee.
Lucky Lee, thank you. Who else? Who else will come next?
Time will tell.
Time will tell. That's a good way to end this podcast.
Yes.
Time will tell. Watch Aladdin. I liked it. Final thoughts. Let's roundtable it.
Okay.
I like this movie. It's pretty good. Not the strongest, but I'd give it in the middle section.
A middle section.
Yeah, if we're
the paradigm of Disney.
Paradigm of 31 Disney movies up to date. It's in the middle.
Okay. KO.
I agree. I liked the story, the source material. I feel like it brings kids into some realm that's not really told in most mediums, or it's not well known. And I enjoyed the story and the elements within the morals, and I would put it in the medium to medium high.
Right on. Yeah, I liked it. I liked it. I don't really have much more to say than that. I saw it during a period of time when it was very influential in my life and has led me to become the person that I am today.
Right, which is why Dragaroo is Aladdin.
It's true. It's true. I don't really like to brag about it too much, but
he had a genie for a while. He's gone now. But the Jasmine thing, we never. Well, I guess you dumped Jasmine.
It's very high maintenance. And that was Aladdin. Thanks again for coming, KO Galagos.
Thank you.
We would love to have you on another one at some point. Maybe absolutely. Our final podcast ever.
Wow, that's grim.
You know, we're only 20. This is 20 movies that left. We have 20 movies exactly left.
Oh, no.
Unless they make more time.
No, that accounts for the one more that we would get, which would be Big Hero 6.
Yeah.
Mm.
We have 20 movies. And we're done. We're going to have a big wrap, I think.
Very nice.
Talked about it.
Yeah, huge wrap party.
Yeah.
Everyone's invited.
Everyone's invited. Yep.
Kanye's going to be there.
Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
Taylor Swift with Kanye West. It'll be great.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Show up. Everyone that's voiced every character in Disney ever.
Yeah.
Will show up. All right. Well, I think that was great. We'd love to have you on another guest. I think this is a strong way to enter the night. All right, I'm Catatonic Cat. He's Dragaroo. Yeah.
And I'm KO Galgos.
And this is Two Guys Without a Clue. Thanks for listening.
Mr. Aladdin, sir, have a wish of two or three. I'm on the job, you big nabob. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend like me. Ha, ha.